2016 NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis. Mike Wopshaw joined by Bleacher Report's Matt Miller, who was a very early and steadfast Teddy Bridgewater fan. So we like Matt.
Yeah, Teddy Bridgewater, Anthony Barr. The Vikings have, I think they stole my big board the past few years, and they're just going down the list. But, no, they've had some tremendous drafts, and Bridgewater was definitely one of those guys I went out on a limb for, and now he's a Pro Bowler, so I can add that to the resume. But I'm a big fan of where he's going and what they can do there.
Well, advocate for Teddy then at 23. How do you help Teddy?
Laquon Treadwell. That's the best way to help Teddy Bridgewater. If I could, you know, build an ideal draft for them, that's where I would start. I like Michael Thomas from Ohio State as well, but I would want a big physical receiver, someone who can attack the ball. I think you have enough speed with Stephon Diggs. You have some smaller guys who can make plays. Now I want that big physical receiver. I want my Alshon Jeffrey. And I think that whether it's Treadwell or Michael Thomas, either one of those guys would be a great fit. I know the offensive line needs some help. I think getting people back healthy is going to be a big key for them.
Well, I mean, you can't address every position in the first round, but that's why there's seven rounds, right? And this could be a fairly deep draft at a number of positions, don't you think?
Yeah, it definitely is. You know, along the defensive line, it's a very, very deep draft. Also on the offensive line, I think you can look at round two. You can get good players who can come in, play guard, play tackle. This is a good draft. Like you said, you're not going to fill every need, but with what you're doing for agency, what you have early in the draft, I think they can definitely patch a few holes.
As we're talking about Teddy, obviously quarterback not a need, but it's interesting. Our GM, Rick Spielman, has said a number of times publicly that this there may not be a home run hitting quarterback prospect, but top to bottom, the class is pretty deep at quarterback. So the Vikings have Taylor Heinicke. Sean Hill was our backup last year. But if you were the Vikings and you said, hey, let's go get a quarterback in this draft, who are some names or where are the areas that you would look?
Yeah, I would look, you know, this sixth round, and not anything super early. And I would look at a guy like Brandon Allen from Arkansas, a little bit of a smaller quarterback, but very accurate, very poised in the pocket. I think, you know, I would love Dak Prescott, but he's going to go way too early for the Vikings. Kevin Hogan from Stanford would definitely be a guy who would make some sense. Jacoby Brissett from North Carolina State. These late round quarterbacks who have some developmental qualities. You know, you're drafting a quarterback that late, you're hoping they can become your number two. You're not expecting a long-term starter. So those, all three of those players would be great values there.
All right, man, what's next for you after the combine?
I think I get to go home finally after the combine, but you know, we're cranking out our NFL 1000 series right now and then moving right into our NFL Draft 400, which is 400 scouting reports on the top 400 players in the draft. And I'm talking like in-depth scouting reports. So it's the work never stops, man.
And people can catch that at Bleacher Report?
Yeah, catch it on Bleacher Report, right in your TeamStream app, or follow along on Twitter.
Awesome. Check out Matt's work at Bleacher Report and check out our continuing coverage of the combine right here on Vikings.com.